While the job market has been bleak for months, military veterans are having an especially hard time. In New York State, the unemployment rate for combat-age vets tops 15%. NPR's Jim Zaroli attended a job fair for vets in New York City that drew more than 2,500 people.
It was perhaps fitting that the job fair was held aboard the Intrepid, the decommissioned aircraft carrier that's now a museum. Many of those who showed up had been out of the service for years. 44-year-old Kenneth Gary fought in the first Gulf War.
I was on tanks. I was an M1 tanker. So you pretty much can't do nothing with tanks out here.
After leaving the Army, he got an associate's degree and went to work at Costco until he was laid off early this year. Now he's on food stamps for the first time and looking for anything he can find.
From January until October, I was living on my 401k. Now it's run out. Now I need a permanent job right now.
So what's the job market like right now?
It's tough. It's really, really, really tough. Like, as you can see, it's a lot of people out here looking for jobs.
In fact, a long line of job hunters snaked down the Hudson River as far as the eye could see. Once inside, they could talk to several dozen recruiters, a lot from public sector employers like Amtrak, but also some from FedEx and Sears. Wayne Packer was there from Lowe's.
We're actually building about 5 stores here in the Metro New York City market, and we're looking for leaders within our stores and probably about 700 total hourly employees to work in this location.
Among those who approached his table was Gil Eichen, a Vietnam vet who's just been laid off after many years at the same company. He showed Packer his resume.
I was a loyal employee to this company.
Okay.
Take a look how long I've been there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my heavens.
People
look at that. My goodness, 40 years. That's fantastic.
Before he was laid off, Eichen worked at a company that prints newspapers, not exactly a growth industry these days. The job hunt is just as tough for less experienced vets. 29-year-old Roberto Alor has spent almost 2 years looking for work after leaving the Army. Now he sleeps on his parents' sofa. He says he'll work anywhere, even McDonald's.
I'm trying to look for a job, but every time I'm looking for a job, they need people with experience plus people with education, which I couldn't because every time I was in the Army, I had to drop my classes because country's first.
It's a common complaint. New York Commissioner of Labor Patricia Smith says many returning vets have been called back to active duty in Iraq and Afghanistan several times, and so they've had trouble completing their education.
What we're seeing is that veterans' lives are disrupted, I think, in ways that we hadn't seen in the past. I mean, it's a tough unemployment climate for anyone. But for someone like that, I think it becomes even more difficult.
And without a degree, says Joseph McDonough, you're basically nowhere. McDonough got out of the Marines a few months ago and still has the haircut to prove it. He used to run a warehouse at Camp Lejeune. But like a lot of vets here, he believes most employers don't really value military service.
The only people who actually see it as being anything glorious are people who are like senior citizens who know that somebody sacrificed something. Now it's, oh, they went away, they didn't go to college. I went to college, I know more than them. They kind of like sneer at you.
But like any good Marine, McDonough is nothing if not self-reliant. He's looking for a temporary job to pay the bills, but then he plans to go to college to study accounting. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.